You're a good soldier, choosing your battle.
Pick six coming up at 1 o'clock. Be ready for that. We'll get your calls, get you locked into our contest. Coming up, fourth and final hour. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Always love our conversations with our next guest. He's Gary Smith, head coach, Nashville SC, and they are gearing up for their first ever home playoff match in club history this Saturday, tomorrow, over at First Tennessee Park. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, yeah.
Congratulations on a successful season. Did you know it was going to go as expected?
I think you always hope at the start of the season. I mean, everybody has aspirations of not just being in the playoffs, but obviously competing for a title somewhere. And it's only as things unfold that you start to see the picture a little bit clearer. And I think for all of us at the club, we always felt as though we had a very strong core of players that came back from last season. And we'd added some talent, some strength, and I think as we look at the squad, we'd improved across the board. So we were all excited about the season, and you know, we're pleased to be where we are, of course.
Yeah, number two seed in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, it sounds like a silly question, but here goes. I mean, everybody knows what next year is. It's the move to MLS. You had a job at hand in your final season at with the USL. Was it hard to keep everybody focused on this season and not thinking big picture and what's coming up next year?
Honestly, I think it's only natural for players knowing what the next step is,
right,
and realizing what can be achieved for them to on the odd occasion, just mentally move away from what's happening in front of them. What all of the guys realized and understood was that they had the very best opportunity in front of the staff that were going to be moving towards MLS to impress and to be in the box seat, as it were. So therefore, you know, you've got a group of players that certainly from the very outset had an awful lot to try and prove. Now, it would certainly be wrong of me to say that every single player has been completely perfect throughout the year, because that isn't true. We've had our ups and downs, as all sides do, but I think the main theme and vein throughout the group has always been that they've had a tremendous spirit as a collective. That obviously they've all got the same aim and same vision in where they want to go. But because of that camaraderie and that determined nature, I think we've always been able to bring them back on track and to fight for what's in front of them, knowing that there is some future to that, of course. So, you know, we had two plans. One was to perform well in the USL. The other one was to offer the best possible opportunity for these guys to prove themselves. And I'd like to say at this point, I think we've done quite a good job on both.
Yeah, no doubt about it. On a personal note for you, what did it mean to know that you're going to make the transition and you get to just continue in this role and you'll be the head coach for the MLS team? What did that mean to you personally?
Oh, listen, first and foremost, I'm absolutely delighted, of course, that I'll be taking the group forward. The year itself has probably been at times more of a challenge than I could have ever imagined. I certainly have a lot of appreciation for some of the groups that have been through this before me. And maybe at some point I'll get the opportunity to speak to some of those coaches and find out how they've dealt with it in the past. But, you know, full stop, being at the helm this year and being able to see the guys working at first hand, to have, you know, the likes of Daniel Rios, Cameron Lancaster and Derek Jones in the building, knowing that those guys will be moving forward with the group anyway, and then having the opportunity to get the very clearest view of the other guys and who might be able to make that jump and be part of an MLS group, it's been invaluable. And, you know, in personal terms, it gives me a great opportunity to be part of the process in recruitment, to be able to integrate with Mike Jacobs and Chance Myers, Ali Mackay, and the guys in the front office, of course, Ian Eyre, who's heading everything up, and being part of that as we move forward. So, personally, it's been a very important move to be able to piece all that together, really.
Gary Smith is with us, Nashville SC's head coach. They will take on Charleston Battery tomorrow at 7 o'clock at First Tennessee Park as they start the playoffs. Charleston Battery, your opponent, played 120 minutes plus penalty kicks on Wednesday night. I know that has to kind of help things, but what are your takeaways from that, of them playing so much Wednesday night as they get ready for tomorrow?
Well, look, I'd certainly rather be in our position. They've had a tough game, a lot of travel, and we've had a little bit more time to prepare. However, we've played this Charleston side three times this year, and on all three occasions, it's been nothing short of tough. They're a group that understand and appreciate what it is to be in the postseason. Their manager, head coach, has gotten that side into the postseason in every single year that he's been there. So you've got some serious experience of the position that they're in. And they're a strong, well-organized, and very, very capable group. So no one's taking them for granted. We're in a very good run ourselves. There's a lot of confidence in the camp. We've got some really nice momentum, and we're in some good form, as I said. So we're looking forward to Saturday night. We're very excited by it. It's a wonderful occasion for the fans, and something that I think we'd all hoped for at the start of the season, and now we can live it.
Gary, you were obviously talking earlier about MLS and building for the future, but with this season right now and playing in a playoff game, hosting the first ever playoff game for the franchise, being able to try and win a title, what would that mean for the USL club that's been around the last couple of years and all the hard work that you and your staff and the players have been able to put forth to be able to move to MLS? Obviously, that's the goal. That's what's happening. But to be able to close the USL chapter with a title, what would that mean?
Listen, if we could achieve that, it'd be phenomenal. I mean, there's been some incredible work go on over the last 2 years, and I think we've made some wonderful strides, both on and off the field. I mean, off the field, it goes without saying. We're talking about the steps that we're taking to MLS. As far as the team goes, I think we can see a very, very positive curve in the way that we're playing and some of the things that we've achieved throughout the year. We're moving into a very different part of the season, though. We've shown over 34 games that we can be consistent. Sadly missed out on the Eastern Conference regular season title by 1 point. But we're now moving into a world where it's cup play. It's, you know, win you're in, and if not, then your season's over. So there's a different mentality. There's a different attitude towards the game. And, you know, we just have to try and maintain the sort of quality and consistency that we have throughout the year, and we'll not be far away. I think the challenge for all of the players is to not get overexcited by the occasion, is to not try and perform in a way that's unnatural, and to really hit all the notes that we have in the last six games where we're unbeaten. We've won five of those. We've only conceded one goal. And we look in a really good place. So we've got a lot of players back fit. We're firing on all cylinders. And everyone that turns up tomorrow night should expect a really exciting encounter.
Gary, as you know, having coached for a long time, injuries happen in sport. That's just a part of it. And we all know what happened to Michael Reed earlier in the season with that injury that he sustained. But has your team been able to, you know, with him still being around, been able to rally around him and use that as a little extra motivation as they make this run?
I think you're absolutely right about that. Michael is a great personality and was a terrific captain for the team. And I think when you're in that locker room especially part of the playing side of it, you know, you feel it even more so than maybe we do as staff. I mean, I have a great relationship with Michael, but when he's one of your own and he's out on the field with you and such a nasty injury, I think there's an internal feeling of, you know, trying to achieve something for such a great character. You know, it's not just Michael that has fallen foul of a nasty injury. I mean, we know that Derek Jones had a very similar injury, been out for 5 months. Cameron Lancaster's been in and out of the side with injuries. But to your point, I think you've, as I mentioned before, you've got a group of guys in there that have got a tremendous camaraderie and spirit, and they certainly have rolled their sleeves up, knuckled down. They've papered over those cracks that appeared, and they've pushed on from there. And, you know, we look a good side in good form and ready for what comes next.
Gary, we always enjoy our visits with you. Best of luck tomorrow, and certainly we will talk to you down the road. Thanks for doing this.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that is Gary Smith, head coach, Nashville SC. Tomorrow night, that game, that playoff game against Charleston Battery, will be on 94.9 Game 2 pregame beginning at 6:45 p.m. So, boy, we've got a loaded lineup on Saturday night. We've got the Preds, Lightning on 102.5 The Game, and, of course, Nashville SC in their playoff game on 94.9 Game 2. Wanted to pass something else along. Our thoughts and prayers are with Chuck Merriweather, a great man who we've known, got to know for a long time in this town, spent a long time as an MLB umpire. I know his son, Jeremy, works with the Predators. He's been there for many, many years. And we're just thinking about his dad, Chuck, who has been dealing with some tough medical stuff and took, unfortunately, a turn for the worse here recently. And so just wanted to let him know that we're thinking about him.
Yeah, absolutely.
His dad's is a really good man. If you've ever been around Chuck Merriweather, man, he's an awesome dude. And boy, did he have stories to tell. We used to have him on and tell stories. I mean, you know, he's Major League Baseball umpire for a long time.
When I first started with you guys as a producer, I remember having him on and just sitting there, just leaning back, just listening to the stories that he could tell. So, and I, you know, obviously listening over the years, he's been on with you guys. So, yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we will come back and get things started on the fourth and final hour with Pick 6. I don't think I'm going to be very excited about the review. I don't believe Chase is going to be extremely excited. We'll do that, and plus you'll jump in there. Remember, this year's twist, and it has been a huge hit with you listeners. When you call, if you get locked into our contest via the phone, you get two top shelf picks. You can always play along with us. You don't have to call in to participate if you do it online at thegamenashville.com, but just know you only get one top shelf. If you call in, you get two. So a little bit of an advantage of jumping in there and getting locked in via the telephone. 615-737-1025. Pick 6 just around the corner on ESPN 102.5 The Game.